This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In an interview on ABC's News this week with George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned of the consequences nationally, yet again, and globally, if Congress does not raise the nation's debt ceiling. VOA's Veronica Bederas Iglesias says that the U.S. President Joe Biden is expecting to be met with congressional leaders this week.
Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand federal spending be cut. Senator James Lankford shared his expectations for the meetings on ABC's This Week program.
Everyone knows that there's areas of waste in government. We should actually sit down and be able to talk about it and say, what are the priorities? How are we going to spend on those priorities and to make sure that we're realigning?
President Biden has so far refused to negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling, insisting it be raised without conditions, as has been done dozens of times under presidents of both parties in the past.
Yeah, Mexico's government says that the 2,000 migrants were kidnapped by smuggling gangs and drug cartels in 2022 as authorities mounted a successful search for 10 Colombians abducted in northern Mexico this week. The news comes as the Supreme U.S. prepares for an influx of migrants at its border with Mexico as pandemic restrictions are set to expire. And an interview, U.S. prepared itself. On Fox News, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that President Biden should have kept the lighter immigration restrictions that former President Trump had. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide has met with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. VOA's Joe Ramsey provides details.
The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah, the Red Sea port city, now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. The state news report says only the men reviewed quote-unquote strategic relations in a meeting that included other American officials. Later, Sullivan took part in a meeting with the Crown Prince and national security advisors from India and the neighboring United Arab Emirates. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The Arab League on Sunday readmitted Syria after more than a decade, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Our Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral tells us more.
Syria's readmission follows a Jordanian initiative laying out a roadmap for ending the conflict in Syria. It would address the issues of refugees, missing detainees, drug smuggling, and Iranian militias in the country. Syria's membership was suspended in 2011 after a crackdown on protests against Assad led to civil war. The war cost hundreds of thousands of lives, led to millions fleeing the country, and left the economy in ruins. The United States criticized Syria's readmission to the group while raising questions about Assad's willingness to resolve the issues resulting from the civil war.
That is Reuters' Trevor Coral reporting. Officials say a double-decker boat carrying more than 30 passengers capsized off a beach in southern India on Sunday night. More than 22 people, including children, have died. Police officer said more bodies were expected to be recovered from the inside of the vehicle. The vessel, four people in critical condition, were in a hospital. Indonesian officials say they freed 20 of their nationals who were trafficked to Myanmar as part of a cyber scam amid an increase in human trafficking cases in Southeast Asia. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry said in a statement that its embassy in Yangon, with the help from local networks, had managed to release the victims from the township. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.